Next case, please.
The next application is 11,809. Stanley V. Vanosik seeks a special use exception for a riding academy. Sections 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Reynolds Pond Road, approximately 1.1 miles west of Isaacs Road. The 911 address is 22146 Reynolds Pond Road, Allendale. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 6, Parcel 16. Again, it's a special use exception for a riding academy. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Stanley Vanosik, 22146 Reynolds Pond Road, Allendale, Delaware, 19941.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. My wife and I would like to put up a 60 by 120 pole barn and use it as an indoor riding arena for horses. And that's about as simple as I can make it, because it is simple. It's located basically in the center of our property. Our property is all woods except for the couple of horse pastures that we have. I talked to the neighbors, no problem at all. One of them is Chuck Adams, who's the president of Adams Kemp, and he's the one that did the survey for me and everything. And the other neighbor on the opposite side is Glenn Fredericks. And he came over and I showed him where we were putting it up, and he said, look, there's no problem with this. You know, he can't even, he might be able to see it in the wintertime. He might. And certainly Chuck is way on the other side, so he could never see it. So that's basically it. I don't see any impact on the neighbors. Those that I've talked to said, no problem. Here I am.
So. You were saying the exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
That's
Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's the question we have to ask you.
All right.
You say it will not.
It will not.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr.
What are questions? They answered.
Okay.
Mr. No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Galloway, no questions. Mr. Trepp?
Just two. I presume it's rural and nature out there.
Yes. Well, there are, you can see there are houses out on the road, on Reynolds Pond Road.
Sure, if you can speak near a microphone so we can catch
it. Our property, as you can see, is well off the road behind all the other residences, except for Mr. Glenn Frederick, however you pronounce his name. You can see he's to the east of us, right there. And the property on the left side, that's Chuck Adams' property there. And there's no house or anything on Chuck's property. No. So, that, is it rural? You know, we've got horses and goats and chickens and guineas and all that. And nobody even knows we're back there.
What type of traffic do you anticipate related to this facility?
No more than I've got now. It's kind of a misnomer saying it's an academy. It's not. It's a riding arena.
Okay.
We're not running a school. My wife and I
so
have horses.
For,
and we want to ride them indoors in bad weather.
So it'll be for personal use?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. So it's no use me asking you the question if a lot of girls still go riding. I used to go riding because of the girls.
Yeah, they do.
They do. It still happens.
Okay.
So it's going to be for personal use.
Yeah. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Ma'am?
Two?
Ma'am, if you ever like... Yes, ma'am. If you would please come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Barbara Manship, 16771 Gravel Hill Road, Milton.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And I believe you said you weren't for or against, you just had some questions, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. You can go for the microphone.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. We own the farmland you see there that's ready to be planted. And there's a branch between it and the people that have the horses. At one point in time, and it's been a few years now, they had planks laid across the branch and rode their horses across there. That is the line between the two properties. And there was corn planted in the field. Now, I thought most people could think enough to know that they don't ride their horses on somebody else's property, especially when there's a crop planted in it.
Definitely.
So they had to be told that that was private property and they couldn't do that. Well, what I'd like to know is that they're not going to be riding on that side of the branch. And that the planks that they had down there, like a bridge or whatever, I have not been back there and seen that personally. My nephew tills the farm, and at that time he saw it, but if they're still there, they need to be removed.
And it's planks.
It made a crossing for them.
Yeah, the horses. All right.
And I'd like to see some kind of written agreement to that, that they stay on their side of the branch.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Are there any other questions?
That's it.
All right. Thank you. We'll have him come back up and we'll SM them for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Sir, you heard her opposition?
Yes. Well, I don't think she was opposed to the arena, but she was opposed to, is that Mrs. Manship? Is that
sir?
Barbara
yes,
Manship,
sir,
yeah.
You need to address the board.
I'm sorry.
Her then, please.
Well, about, we moved to this property in January of 2005, 11 years ago. Right shortly after we moved, we met Mrs. Manship in the field behind us. We drove in and talked to her nephew that was harvesting, and we talked to her and asked permission to ride on her property, and she was not in favor of that. Consequently, I'm not going to say that we've never ridden on her property. We certainly have never ridden in the crop fields. There is a road that the hunters maintain around the property, and not only us, there are many other horse owners in the area that have ridden on that property. I've seen them. I even know who they are. So it isn't necessarily just us. But what impact that has on a riding arena, is I don't know.
Right. Okay. And what about the planks?
Yes, we did have planks to go across the creek.
And what was the reason for that?
So that the horses didn't have to go down in the water. And
have to put you over on her property.
Yes.
Okay. But they have since been moved?
No. They're still there.
No, wait. Any other concerns?
It is. By the way, they're still there. We haven't ridden our horses across in years. We crossed that creek to go adjacent to her property or on the trail to go into the Nature Conservancy. That is right, can I point it out without saying anything? Right, no, right here. Right here is the Nature Conservancy. So what we do is we'll come right like this and go into the Nature Conservancy. Walk in.
And that's the only way you can get into that?
No, we can go around, all the way around on Route 16 and go into the main entrance of the Nature Conservancy, but this is only, what, a quarter mile from our backyard, so.
But still, that's on her property, and she's requesting that they be removed, though.
All
so
right.
They could be removed, and you still could get into the.
Yeah, we.
Okay, nature thing.
Will you?
Well, I'm sure we can. Chuck Adams won't care. We can walk over to his property and go.
Well, that's fine. We just want to address her concerns.
All right.
Sorry, Mr. Rickards. Go ahead.
Would you be willing to give her a letter based on that?
Oh, sure.
That's what she asked for.
Oh, yeah, I'll give her a letter based on that. No problem.
Okay.
Sure.
So, okay, I guess she wouldn't be against it then.
No.
If you gave her a letter, I guess she would.
Yeah, I can write her a letter. If I could get her address, that'd be great.
Maybe after meeting, we can get that. We'll get with staff and she could.
They could talk after the meeting and they can exchange information.
I mean, I don't know what the board's proclivities are on this, but I don't know that that's necessarily something that this board needs to be involved in. That seems like an issue between two
property.
I didn't know it was an issue. It hasn't been for 11 years.
Okay.
Personally, I don't see where we can, you know, put that in there by taking the, it's not got to do with what they're asking for.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what enforcement options.
Yeah, we can do anything about that, really.
Looks like it'd be a difficult area for a county enforcement officer to get to actually verify that that's been complied with.
Okay.
But you know what her concerns are now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I understand her concern. We'll talk. No problem.
All right, sir. Excuse me, there being no other opposition, then chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11809. Based on the testimony and the agreement that he's just made verbally, the exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay, excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we will approve case number 11809. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, so the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11809 is approved. Okay. Gentlemen, that takes care of all of the regular business.